Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the palatial purple pony paradise known as Mall of America Field. This is a fired-up version of the Vikings Derby. It's the regular season opener. It's our favorite team versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm your track announcer, Paul Allen. This is a Vikings Entertainment Network production. And as we run into the regular season opener, the Vikings Derby features one of the great thoroughbreds in the history of the National Football League, ladies and gentlemen, the great Adrian Peterson, and boom, the regular season is in the air. Bad kick by Josh Gobe as they pop out of the gate, and they're racing, and Matt Asiata, a backup tailback, races the Vikings to an early lead. Look at that play action. It goes to Kyle Rudolph on a screen. Boom! Down goes Blaine Gabbert. Jared Allen thought he had a strip sack, but the replacement officials threw a flag, so it's all nullified, but clearly into the first turn, we have popped the gate spectacularly, but the Jacksonville Jaguars, they also are quality thoroughbreds from North Florida, and look at that score. The Jaguars have taken a lead by a few lengths early. Maurice Jones-Drew is converged upon by several swarming purple defenders, and the great thoroughbred Percy Harvin, he was the rookie horse of the year back in 09. Percy Harvin makes people miss, and he's trying to run the Vikings to a tie as they head up the backstretch. Adrian Peterson gets into the end zone, and as they pass the 5/8 pole, that's touchdown 65 for the great Adrian Peterson, and the Jaguars are trying to fumble away a lead. They lead it into the far turn. The Minnesota Vikings, though, are poised to pounce. Christian Ponder, he loses that ball, but he keeps his composure. More on that later. We held the Jaguars to a field goal. Matt Khalil is an absolute beast as they head into the far turn. He blocked an extra point earlier in the game, and now we give the ball to Adrian Peterson. Unleash the beast in the Vikings Derby with 5/16 of a mile to go. The Jacksonville Jaguars still lead it narrowly, but the Minnesota Vikings cut the lead from a half to a neck to a nose, and here we come, and down the stretch they come. Kyle Rudolph with a terrific alley-oop from Christian Ponder, and bam, the leaping Adrian Peterson gives the Minnesota Vikings the lead in the inaugural Vikings Derby 2012 season. They're going nose to nose into the final furlong. The Minnesota Vikings are giving absolutely everything they have, trying to cook up a victory in the inaugural Vikings Derby off a 3-13 season. But no, the Jacksonville Jaguars are coming back at us on the outside. Hey, get out of there. No, something called shorts came up tall, and the Jaguars lead. We're in deep stretch. Now, second-year thoroughbred Christian Ponder needs to make a play, and he finds Devin Aromashadu. That's for 26 with less than 20 seconds to go. Now Rudolph for a quickie. We're in a position for Blair Walsh to tie it. Kick up. And yes, we have a dead heat at the wire in the inaugural Vikings Derby. So we have to go an extra furlong, and the crowd is absolutely loving it. Adrian Peterson, he is guaranteeing the Vikings don't lose the first Derby. Adrian Peterson, very difficult to corral, and he gets loose, paving the way for Blair Walsh from 38. And yes, but don't leave the Vikings Derby, everybody, because the Jaguars still get a crack. Now, Jacksonville's going to try to run down the field and ruin the inaugural Vikings Derby. Here it is. The regular season opener's on the line. The pass, the incompletion, and a bunch of celebratory Minnesota Vikings. They hit the wire, and the Vikings have plenty about which to dance and over which to celebrate, because we are 1-0 in the Vikings Derby. We head to Indianapolis, an undefeated Colt. That's the Vikings Derby. It's a Mike Harris production. I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for being with us, and now good night to you all.